takes it along the left wall, turns the puck over, not Marion Gaborik, Gaborik, Dimitra, 2-on-1, Gaborik to Dimitra, bouncing puck for Gaborik, he shoots, he scores! Gaborik scores in overtime, and the Wild win it 3-2.
A big goal by Marion Gaborik, and not just because it was an overtime game winner. Bob Kurtz on 830 WCCO in Minnesota, as Gabrick's goal to beat Colorado also clinched the playoff berth and set franchise records for goals and points in a season, 40 and 80 respectively. Chad LaRose missed 21 games with a broken leg, but he's back in the Carolina lineup for the stretch drive.
That stall bumps it ahead to Cole with a light pass, but Cole grabbed it inside his line, throws it off the boards to LaRose. He skates into it, closing it on goal, back in. He scores! He deked out Smith. He's got the hat trick at 18-21. Chad LaRose faked on his forehand stuff play, pulled it to his backhand, and he took the Athletic supporter right off of Smith as he makes it 6-2 with a hat trick.
Chuck Caton on the Hurricanes Radio Network as LaRose finished off the scoring in the win over Tampa Bay, putting Carolina one step closer to the Southeast Division title. Dan Ellis did his part to keep Nashville's playoff hopes alive by posting back-to-back shutouts of Columbus, and then he tried to extend the streak against Detroit.
Here's Filppula, the move across in front, and Ellis comes sliding across to make the stop. Filppula spun around coming into the zone. Huller chips it right on. Stopped there by Ellis, and then the rebound off the shot by Lepnik cleared down.
Pete Weber on the Predators Radio Network as Ellis made 35 saves, but Johan Franzen scored in overtime for a 1-0 Red Wings win. It was Franzen's sixth game win. Goal in March and ended Ellis's franchise record shutout streak at 233 minutes and 39 seconds. New Jersey struggled this season with the Islanders, garnering just one win in seven meetings, but with a playoff berth on the line, the Devils dug deep.
Eliash in the left circle, looks around, plays it off the boards to Oduya, whips one on goal, tip, and they score! An overtime game winner from Zach Parise, as the Devils have defeated the Islanders in overtime 2-1, 29 seconds into OT, and the Devils are headed to the playoffs.
Matt Locke on the call on WFAN in New York as Zach Parise's goal was the difference. When the season began, it seemed Ottawa would run away with the Northeast Division, but Montreal stayed the course.
Kovalev holds his fire, waiting. Ryder and Smolinski near the top of the crease. Now they cycle. Ryder in tight, makes a move. Gerber sprawls around the net, goes Ryder, throws it back in front, Kovalev backhand, scores! A magician with the Warrior Wand, 1-0 Canadiens.
Rick Moffitt on CJAD in Montreal as Alexei Kovalev's 35th goal of the season would have been enough, but the Canadiens added two more for a 3-0 blanking of the Senators to clinch their first division title since 1992. It left the Sens trying to hold on to a playoff spot.
Here's Bass out of his own zone, taking a pass from Lee, slips it through to Vermette, in on goal, time for the hat trick. Another chance, Toskola, he scores! Antoine Vermette with the hat trick. He got three cracks at it. The Leafs just stood around and watched. Antoine Vermette with the hat trick. 7-1 Ottawa.
Dave Schreiber, the call on the Team 1200 in Ottawa as Antoine Vermette's first career hat trick highlighted an 8-2 thrashing of the Leafs. Two seasons ago, Pittsburgh had the worst record of the Eastern Conference. Now the Pens are Atlantic Division champs. Sidney Crosby scored twice in the 4-2 win over Philadelphia that clinched Pittsburgh's first division title in 10 years. Mike Lang had the call on the Penguins Hockey Network.
Looking, holding, now being pressured by Randy Jones. Point pass to Gonchar, around the net, off the stick of Crosby in the goal, and the Penguins have a 4-2 lead. Sidney Crosby scores for the Pens, and they make it 4-2.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.